Coach Gilbride did a terrific job for us, and but the change I think is going to energize our offense a little bit, and some new learning for our quarterback and our offensive staff. So he's an interesting guy. He's very bright.
In regards to Coughlin, would you have preferred to do a slightly longer extension?
Say again?
Would Coughlin's extension? Did you want just 1 year, or would you prefer to do a longer?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about the contracts with the coach. He's under contract for a couple of years now, just like our entire coaching staff, and that's really all I want to talk about with respect to that.
Jerry, if you have a guy that's making a transition from a new position from college versus pros, how much do you evaluate that here at the combine or through maybe a series of maybe pro day other workouts?
Say that one more time.
If you have a guy that's making a transition from a college position to a different position in the NFL, do you do most of that evaluation on whether he can make that transition here at the combine or in a different capacity?
You're saying if a guy plays offensive line, he moves to defensive tackle
or something? No. Let's say a guy's 4-3 rusher, he goes to a 3-4 outside linebacker.
Yeah, it depends. All that depends on your coaches. If your coaches think that he can transition, has a skill set to do that, and they're going to spend time to coach him to do that, most guys can make the transition.
Yeah. So it's about their physical ability.
Yeah, I think so.
Were you encouraged? Eli said he had a good conversation with Ben before he was hired. It sounds like he's excited just as much as anybody else. Was that important to you, to have Eli really want this guy too?
Well, it's important for everybody to have a good feel for what we're trying to do moving forward and be all in on the changes that we made. And it was time to make a change, and so I think everybody's excited about what's going on.
Do you think you guys can turn? I mean, you're 0-6, you finished 7-9, but do you think you could turn the roster over in 1 year, or is this a process here at this point? Because you have 20-something free agents as well.
Yeah, well, it happens every year. You can see teams start out. The year the previous year, and you have two or three wins, and guys, turn it around and win 14 games, 10 or 12 games, So I think we can turn it around. Obviously, there's going to be some significant changes on our roster, but this day and age in the National Football League, you just got to, keep, you can't go 0-6 because you don't give yourself a chance. If you can give yourself a chance early on, hang in there, you can have a chance to get in the playoffs, and we expect to do that.
Did you consider drafting a quarterback again this year?
We're going to draft the best players available. If there's a great quarterback up there and we're picking at the right time, we wouldn't be afraid to pick them.
Would that be you're talking the first round too, if that situation presented itself?
Yeah, if I don't think it's going to present itself in the first round, but we're not afraid. I think that's a reach for us to have a quarterback at 12 that we like well enough to pick at 12. But if in the later rounds, if there's a quarterback there that we really like and people are just passing over him, we won't be afraid to pick him.
There's some players in the first round with some character concerns, including an offensive line, you guys are being drafted. How much are you going to take that into account?
We always take that. It's always part of the equation, the character and background issues. We give them psychological inventories. We're in the interview process right now. So all that goes into the hopper.
With a guy like Snee, he has a huge cap number. You don't know if he's going to play. What's the time frame on making a decision on something there, and how do you kind of proceed with that, with the timeline of not knowing with him and all the factors that go into that?
All of it'll come out in the wash. Is he going to be healthy? I think that's the number one thing. Obviously he's got a big contract. That's an issue as well. So all that thing will get hashed out when we figure out if he's going to be healthy or not.
Tom said he was building for a return, though. Is that your understanding that he's going
to
play?
I talked to Chris, and he wants to play.
Okay.
He definitely wants to play, and he has significant injuries, and he's not a baby at this point in his career, and so that always factors in your age. And, with injuries, it's tough. David Wilson's a young kid, so those kind of guys. If David Wilson was 33. It'd be pretty tough for him to come back from his injury, I think. But he's 23, I think. So
you don't need to have that money situation settled by the starter free agency. Are you all right with taking care of it afterwards, or is that something you feel like you need to kind of set?
We'll take care of it when we need to take care of it.
Are you going to do anything with Rawls' contract?
We'll keep all our options open.
Is Bradshaw? I know he's got a neck issue, but he seems healthy, and he's familiar with your system. Is that a consideration at all?
We'll keep all our options open.
And finally, as far as the market goes in this wave of free agency, last year the cornerback market kind of cratered, and there were a lot of cornerbacks available for a reasonable amount of money. Is that something that you can foresee, or that is just a function of the market playing out?
Well, it's last couple of years, it's been a pretty saturated, you know, free agent market. So if you can hold your water, for some guys you like and you have the money, people go get them, just like I said. Right. But if you can hold your water, we think there'd probably be some guys available and in that second and third wave.
Has that influenced your decision to allow some of these guys to hit free agency, Jerry? Because, I mean, last year you tied up Beattie before free agency started. Have you decided to let players see what the market is before tying them up this time?
Yeah, well, it's a guessing game. Sometimes, you know, if you can, if you have the funds available to extend guys and tie them up, we've done that a lot in the past, you know. But we think right now it's the best for us to wait and see what the market is and make our moves from there.
With guys like Beeson and Tuck, how do you sort of factor in their leadership and how do you, you know, separate what they bring in the leadership side and what they bring in the on-field product along with the price?
Well, it all goes hand in hand. You know, the leadership is very important. You know, the ability is very important and the price is very important. So it all goes together. It's a big puzzle. We'll figure it out.